you were able to make it. Perfect. So we will go ahead and get start this special session meeting to consider the employment contract for Dr. Bondurant. And it looks like from who I'm seeing that we have Byron Ames, Chris Cherniak, Alyssa Golding, and Michelle Downard on as board members. Is there anyone I've missed? Okay, then I think we only have one agenda item today, which is to take into consideration the employment contract for Dr. Bondurant. I believe I need a motion before we start the discussion. So if I could have someone make a motion to take that up for consideration.
This is Chris Cherniak. I'll move that we take up the employment contract for Dr. Philip Bondurant for discussion.
I'll second that.
Thank you both. Does anyone have any questions or comments? I know we have both Jane Scott and Dave Warnock on the line as well. So I'm sure they can help with any questions. So just want to open it up if anybody has anything.
This is Chris. I'll start. My only question is under the recitals, whereas the board desires to, if someone could explain to me what the world number five means, make possible full work productivity by assuring peace of mind on the part of Bondurant. What does that mean?
Are you saying that his job makes it impossible that he can have that peace of mind, or?
Or are we as a board are supposed to assure that? That is so legalistic. I have no idea. I'm just curious. I don't oppose number five, but I just curious. I've never seen that.
I can't speak much to the legalese of the contract either. I actually thought Dave Thomas was going to be on this call. Phil, was that your understanding as well?
Yeah, he did accept the meeting invite. So, but we have David Warnock on here, and he is the HR guru.
Yeah, but I'm not a legalese guy, so you'll have to ask Dave Thomas what that means. We want Phil to be healthy mentally, physically, emotionally, but I don't know what that means in the contract. Per se.
All right.
If I, Madam Chair, if I can provide just my take on what that means, I'm good with the way the contract is written. Sure. The contract is intended to provide some assurities to me that as we work through difficult situations and sometimes make very difficult decisions related to public health and community health, that as long as I'm operating within the bounds of these recitals, meaning that I have not done anything against what's written here, that I have the peace of mind knowing that this contract protects me in the instance of a very difficult conversation or situation.
Right.
Chris, you don't seem satisfied.
No, I'm fine with that. Yeah. It was just an interesting thing that, It was just an interesting clause there. Yeah. So, but I get it.
And I'll just point out that I'm really happy, and I think maybe Michelle feels the same way when we're not asked for our legal opinion.
Because I was going to say, we might have some other attorneys on here too.
Ah, very good.
I'm going to just defer to Phil's understanding and say that that sounds good to me.
Me too. Okay.
All right. That's my only comment. As I looked through the rest of it, I didn't have any other comments.
I was curious about the length of the contract, just because it, correct me if I'm wrong, but it seemed like the first contract was maybe 2 years and then the next one is 5 years, or was it three and then five? Is that what happens then going forward? It's every five, or?
I think there is probably no standard. I think three has been the standard and was the standard for Phil before. There's Mr. Thomas. So he could add anything. That is probably the only material difference in this contract and in his previous contract. I think we changed a couple of words here and there, but other than that, the term was the only change. My only comment about the change in term was maintaining the ability for us to treat Phil in every way, whether that's praising him or discipline or whatever it might be in the interim. From my perspective, I didn't mind if it was 3 years or 5 years. Probably just saves us the the opportunity to do this again in 3 years and do it in five. Dave, did you have any other comment about the contract, Dave Thomas, or the change from 3 years to 5 years?
No, I mean, it's this is the updated contract for executives in the county. Most of the things are pretty much what they were before. There are some minor changes here and there, but pretty much it's what it had been in the past. The 5 years is new. Usually we do 3 years, but it's just policy. That's not anything in code.
Is that what you prefer, Phil?
Yes, that's, as I spoke with Shane and David Warnock, both in person and through email, we all felt that my request was to include that in the contract, and both Shane and David Warnock were willing to add that to the contract. So that was my preference, yes.
Got it. Okay. So you were the initiator of the change there?
Correct.
Got it. Okay. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
I actually like the 5 years over 3 years. I think it makes sense when you're doing big policy initiatives and sort of long-term planning to not have disruption before anything can be implemented, just because it takes so much time to actually work the wheels of the system. So I like 5 years over 3 years.
Byron, I agree with you. I think it just provides consistency and stability, not only for Phil, but also for the county and the community. And of course, there's still, you know, options for if Phil decides he doesn't like us anymore or wants to end it earlier, but it saves us from having to revisit this frequently if there's no reason to. And I think Chris is only concerned about the clause regarding Phil's peace of mind because of how we may impact that negatively on occasion, but we're still working on that.
Yeah. Nope. Not impacting my health at all. You guys are great. So Dave, board member Chris Cherniak had a question about what under the recitals, whereas number five, if you could speak to that. Chris, I don't know if you want to restate your question.
Again, it was just a point of clarification as to what we as a board are doing that assures your peace of mind, that make possible full work productivity by assuring peace of mind on the part of Dr. Bondron. It was just a curiosity mostly.
Yeah, I mean, it's generally one of the provisions we put in of the advantage of having a contract with a term is it allows for full work productivity because it's laid out in the contract. And Phil doesn't have to worry about being an at-will employee, and that gives the employee peace of mind.
Okay. So while I'm there then, going up to the top part of the first whereas, where it was a three-year term, effective August 2021 for a term of 3 years ending August 2024. What is the relationship of that three-year period to this five-year period?
I think the idea is that there was a lag when we did Phil's contract before, because he was basically acting in the role at the same time Rich was still in the role. So
right.
They were together. And so in terms of the actual term, the term of his current contract would end in August. But in terms of the original contract, it was originally entered into in May of that year. So right. We could have waited till August. I think Phil, for his own peace of mind, wanted to do it now. And I think that's fine.
Okay. So we're not get crossing wires here by having one 3-year contract and ending on August 20th of this year, and this contract being launched, you know, today or tomorrow, whenever. There's no problems there. Okay.
No, there won't be a problem.
Okay. Thank you. Now I'm done.
Thanks, Chris. Any other questions? Again, I think, why don't we go ahead if we're ready and we can move to a vote. If there's no other questions, and I know we need folks to come on camera for that part. So I can't see on the phone if everyone's on camera, but if someone can let me know if we need to wait a minute or if folks are ready.
There's Dr. Gold. Okay.
Just so you know, the Division 13A is the one that basically merges his past contract into this, just so that you have peace of mind. It says prior agreements, discussions, representations are merged into and rendered null and void by this agreement. So this supersedes the prior one.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Okay, if there's nothing else, why don't we go ahead and move to a vote? So if we could have all in favor of approving this contract for Dr. Phil Bondurant's continued employment.
I think you need a motion from one of your members.
I'll make a motion that we approve Dr. Bondurant's contract for continued employment with the terms as outlined in the contract.
I'll second the motion.
Thank you both. All in favor?
Aye.
Is it unanimous?
Well, I'll ask, are there any opposed and any abstaining?
Well, we have two. Okay.
We have two that are not present, right. But just want to make sure that no one on the line is abstaining.
No.
It sounds like it's unanimous.
I only ask that because if you've got a nay vote, you have to have a roll call vote on an electronic meeting.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
It's unanimous.
Unanimous. So I think, are we set or do you want us to do a roll call? We can.
Nope. It's unanimous. Okay.
Great. Well, Phil, thank you again for all that you do. It's not an easy job, and I know you certainly didn't start it at an easy time. So glad to see that you're continuing in the role.
Thanks for that, Alyssa. I appreciate it. I also want to take just a quick second and give a shout out to Pincy, who looks like Nancy on the screen. She's using Nancy's account. We threw this on Pincy late on Monday after our Board of Health meeting, and she's done a wonderful job to get everybody together, to get this everything posted, Board of Health members notified. And she had other things going on. It's also our billing week for our lab, and she still found space and time to do this. So Pincy, I just want to make sure you're publicly acknowledged for your efforts and say thank you for that.
Thank you. And I'm actually the Summit County Health logo.
Oh, okay. So Nancy is here. So, yeah. Thanks, Pence.
Yep.
Yeah, sorry. I can get off.
Thanks, Pency.
Thank you, Pency.
Congratulations, Phil.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate the Board of Health, Council, County Manager's Office, and, of course, our legal team for working through this. So,
do we need a motion to adjourn?
Yes.
You too.
I move that we adjourn.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Thank you all very much. You have a good rest of the week.
Thanks, Board of Health.
Great night.
Bye.
Okay, see you next month.